Hi, welcome to the Barry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Natalie.
If you're watching this episode, you know Jason is not with us today, but we have one of our most favorite experts, professionals, friends, Laura Grabo, is joining us on the podcast today.
Hello, it's great to be here.
It is so great to see your face, and we are so excited to dive into this topic with you, really for a number of different reasons. You have, in the Barry Nation membership community and on this podcast before, helped us all kind of recognize and navigate grief before and after bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. It is one of the best gifts I have received along my bariatric journey, and I think Natalie as well, but you helped me and Natalie recognize that what we were feeling and experiencing was actually grief. And when you gave us that gift, it unlocked this like next portal into another bariatric dimension that just made our life and our journey so much more like understandable. It was incredible, absolutely incredible. So today's episode, right, is really all about grief. And really what we want to talk to you about is we want to know why we as humans experience grief, what it looks and feels and sounds like, especially as it's related to our bariatric journey. And we're hoping that you can maybe share one way that we can move through grief along our bariatric journey. This is a big conversation, so we're really just going to kind of touch on the big points, but we invite you to continue this conversation in the Barry Nation support community. Laura is teaching a class on October 18th, 2023 in Barry Nation, and it's called Growing Through Grief. And it's an opportunity for you to learn and connect with Laura and other bariatric patients who are going through grief or exploring grief at the same time. So after you listen or you watch this podcast, if you feel that this is something that you are experiencing or you already have experienced or you could be experiencing, the class that she's going to teach in Barry Nation is going to be absolutely phenomenal. So if you want to learn and grow with Laura and other patients at the same time, join the Barry Nation support community today and sign up and take this class with Laura on October 18th.
I can't wait. I love to teach.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. And your teaching style, Laura, is so accessible. What we all appreciate about you is that you give us the big picture, and then you break it down for us in ways that we can understand, right? Sometimes we don't speak the same language. You are a clinical expert and you thrive in that arena. But what you do so well is take these big kind of concepts that might be hard for us to grasp, and you put them in a language that we can understand as patients. And then you work with us to make sure that we really do understand it, so we can use these tools in our own life on a daily basis to make the progress that we want to see. You are a wizard at that.
Thank you. That is my passion. So what does this look like in real life?
Right? Because that's what it's all about. We have to be able to apply these big concepts to our life if we want them to really make a positive impact. And I don't know about you, Nat, but bariatric grief was not a section in my bariatric binder that I received from my surgical support center.
Oh my gosh, absolutely not. I think the first time I even knew that I was grieving was a podcast episode that we recorded, what, like 2 years ago? And ever since then, having Laura in the Barry Nation community, support groups and classes and all of her headwork courses, really diving into what grief looks like as a bariatric patient has just been eye-opening for me. So I echo everything you said, April. It's the way that that we can dive in with you, Laura, on this topic is really eye-opening, and it's validating as a bariatric patient.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. So before we get into the conversation, Laura, will you please introduce yourself for our listeners or our watchers on YouTube that have maybe never met you before?
Yes. My name is Laura Grabo, and I'm a bariatric therapist coming to you from my office in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have now worked with bariatric patients over 2 decades, providing the missing piece to your bariatric treatment plan, a piece I call headwork. And how do I do that? I do it a variety of ways. I'm coming to you, like I said, from in my office. So I own my own practice where I do individual therapy and coaching, both in person and virtual. Of course, I've done a lot of those pre-op behavioral assessments that you all have had to go through. I don't do that as much anymore. I've developed and launched a course to teach as many people as I can head work skills. Love to do, though, exactly what I'm doing here, coming on podcasts and educating. So that's why I'm very passionate about being an expert in the Berry Nation support community, where I get to facilitate support groups on a regular basis and do these podcasts. Yeah, and talk about things like this, do speaking. So that's a little bit about me.
I cannot thank you enough, Laura, for your expertise in this area. It has made a huge impact on thousands and thousands of people's lives because you are just so willing to share these topics with us. And grief is something that I think sneaks up on so many of us because we just don't realize we're actually grieving something. We're used to grief in our human experience in a different capacity. But when we apply it to our bariatric lens, it just doesn't, like for me, it didn't compute at all. So I think this conversation is going to be eye-opening and transformational for so many people because I think it's going to give them that aha moment that's going to allow them to, again, unlock this different direction for their bariatric journey in a very positive way. Even though grief is heavy, we hope that you all leave this conversation with a more positive outlook and a game plan for kind of addressing it. So if you guys are ready, I say, let's dive in.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Okay. So if you have been listening or watching the Berry Nation podcast, you know that we always like to kind of start at the basics. So Laura, will you just explain to us what is grief and why do humans experience this emotion?
Oh. Grief is one of the emotions we all experience, right? And when we think of grief, we think of loss and we usually think of death. And it's grieving a person or something that's not there anymore, or a period in life that's changing. One of the areas where I was really passionate about when I was in graduate school studying to become a therapist was understanding that grief just isn't death, and that in the human experience, we go through all different kinds of losses. And we see that people go through the same waves of emotion, and how then do I as a therapist help my clients cope with that. So I wasn't surprised to see that there's even grief on the bariatric journey, but I'm of course looking at it with the therapist lens, whereas our patients are like, what do you mean? Like when I would teach on this subject, people people might be having this experience with the podcast, like why on earth? Like I'm not taking a death and dying class. I'm not in psych 101. Why on earth are we talking about grief? Like what does that have to do with my journey? It has a lot to do with your journey because you lose a lot more than weight after you have bariatric surgery.
You lose so much more than you even realize. I think where, and I know we'll get into it more, but I think where I was so surprised first speaking with you, Laura, was once I unlocked what grief looked like in my bariatric journey, I was also able to unlock what grief looks like outside of my bariatric journey and in my day-to-day life, where I start to notice, oh, maybe I'm grieving this part of my past, or I'm grieving this aspect that's changing. And it was interesting to me to, once I unlocked that bariatric grief that we're talking about today, I was actually able to unlock other aspects of grief that I didn't even realize were a part of my life.
Obesity is an isolating disease, but we can fight back with community. You don't have to do the bariatric journey alone, and we invite you to join us in the Berry Nation support community. You can access and attend over 80 live virtual support groups led by therapists, classes led by experts, and meetups hosted by peer moderators just like Jason, Natalie, and myself. If you know this extra layer of support will benefit you, join us today. Visit www.berrynation.mn.co or click the link in our show notes to join us today. We'll see you in the nation. So, Laura, how can we recognize that we might be experiencing grief? Are there things that we could be feeling or thinking, doing, or acting upon that could indicate like, oh, wait a minute, you could actually be in a grief cycle or grieving something.
Right. I think it's important. Absolutely. There's things you think, there's things you feel, and we will talk about that today. But I think it's important that at first you recognize, because both of you shared, it was a couple of years ago when I shared on this, and I want to share it again, that you will grieve your relationship with food. And because our culture, I don't feel like we do a good job with grief, but if we do, and we can do better, it's always like a death. And so when I talk to patients about, and I don't want to minimize, right? I don't want to minimize people. Death is, this is where we understand our grief work, but they're like, really, Laura, though, food, it doesn't feel like when I lost my, insert my grandmother, my spouse, my sibling, that just seems so much bigger. So it's important to know that it's still a loss though, right? As you guys said, it opened my eyes like, oh. And what I've learned from my patients is before we can even, we have to define, well, what loss are we grieving with bariatric surgery? Because I thought it was just all going to be happy and everything was going to be great. But I think if your listeners right now and those that are watching, of course, could just take some time to think about what role did food play in your life? Put in your age of bariatric surgery. So if you had surgery at, well, April, how old were you? Nat, how old? Do you mind sharing?
I think I was 37 or 38. I'm 4 years post-op. So okay. Yeah, 30. Yeah.
And now
I was 26, 27.
Okay. So April for 37 years, Nat for 27 years, you and food had a relationship, and that relationship was drastically changed the day you had bariatric surgery, when your anatomy was changed. And what I've learned from patients through the years, and you two may want to talk about this more than me because you're the patients, is when I say what role has food played in your life, I hear food was my friend. Food was my source of comfort. Food was how I did my social life. Food was what I did when I was bored because I don't like being bored. It was a boredom buster. What else? Food is how I celebrate, right? So all that changes after bariatric surgery because your relationship with food changes. And you're going to grieve that because it was there and now it's different. And it wasn't just there for a year. We just heard 27 years, 37 years. And so what I've seen, and I see this pre-op and post-op, and I can give examples of both, is my patients going through the same waves of grief and loss that go way back to Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, right? So she was really the research on grief. And yes, it was death and dying. And when she first came out, she said, you know what, there's some clear-cut stages and you guys probably know them, right? We've all heard them. But she said, I'll just name them denial, anger, bargaining. She called it depression. I would call it sadness now. I'll come back to that. And then acceptance. And when her research first came out, it was, yep, these clear stages. You're going to go through this when someone dies, first denial, first anger, then bargaining, then sadness, then acceptance, and then you're done. Wouldn't it be nice if grief and loss worked that way?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Does not work that way at all, no matter what we're grieving. You can feel all of those feelings all in the same day. And they're not stages, they're waves. It's the waves of grief and loss. And you experience all of them after bariatric surgery. And I don't know if you want me to just jump in with that. Like, what does denial look like? What does anger look like? But I know I just shared a lot. So I want to put it back to you guys as patients, if there's anything you wanted to comment on with that.
I would just like to share two big aha moments that I've had in my understanding of these waves of grief throughout bariatric surgery. Mine hit the week after surgery. It was the darkest time I'd ever experienced in my life. And that was when I realized a connection had been severed. And I realized that connection was my relationship with food, and that I had just instantaneously, almost violently ended the longest, truly most abusive relationship I'd ever been in my life. And that was with food. And that shock of the loss was like devastating. And I'm 4 years post-op. I continue to experience grief when it comes to food. So just because I went through it in the very, very beginning of my journey doesn't mean that I'm not going to continue to go through it. There are days and there are moments when I'm still grieving that loss. And it's important for me to know that this isn't something that I can check off of a list. This is something that I will continue to go through, because the gift that you gave me, Laura, maybe it was about a year ago, in a conversation that we had, I think it was around a podcast, but I realized food was the one area of my life that I allowed rebellion. I am a rule follower to the T, and I just couldn't follow the rules in all areas. I needed a place to rebel. I needed a place to not be perfect. And food was where I did that. That was where I rebelled. And when I got that, it was like, oh my goodness, right? Then it was a conversation of, why do I feel the need to rebel? Why am I striving for perfection, right? That goes down a different, you know, line of thinking. But once I understood that, that's the one thing, again, that was the key in the lock that opened the door to me really understanding my bariatric journey from a very different level.
Yeah, that's a powerful aha, and can be a whole nother podcast, right?
Whole nother podcast.
Yeah.
But Nat, that, what about you?
Go ahead, Nat.
Oh, I was just going to say, when you mentioned that grief is a wave and not a stage, I don't think I've ever heard that until this moment. And I'm thinking, oh, that makes sense why all of a sudden I'm almost 3 years post-op this month as we're recording. And I'm like, oh, why did I just go through another like wave? It's like, oh, I'm here again. Cool. That's great. You know, but now I can see it. And I know we're going to go into like what that looks like. But it really is important to not call them stages. I think it's really important and vital for us to understand that you will return to some of these waves of grief that we're going to go into.
Especially for our patients who struggle with perfectionism, which I would say is the majority, like April just shared and Nat. So here's the thing, right? If we are using the word stages, then, you know, they're going to say, what do I need to do to get through it, and close the door and never go back? And if it comes back, then they think, or perfectionist, that you failed at something and you didn't. It's waves. And I think it's important to say, when you first have that connection severed, as April talked about, your waves are going to be much more tumultuous. They're going to be much more intense. You're going to have them, you know, days and days in a row. Just like when we lose someone we love to death, it's the hardest. It's the most intense in the beginning. What it looks like right after, to a year later, 2 years later, it looks different. And how we know we're making, how we're riding the wave in a healthy way, or we're making progress, if you will, is it's not as tumultuous. Like I would say, April and Natalie, it's hard for those of you who are watching, but those of you who are listening, I'm kind of like doing waves, like it's really bumpy with my hand in the beginning. But what we think, what we see with the grief and loss journey post bariatric surgery and with other losses, is the farther you go out, you have more days of calm. And then you may experience a trigger that reminds you of that connection with food, have a couple bumps, but then you get back to more of the acceptance wave. It lasts longer.
Yep. Well, and I think Nat and I have both recently experienced this. We've both gone through some very big personal life changes. And it was you or somebody else, they were like, could you be grieving that? And it was like, oh my God, yes, right? So there was that initial, oh, yep. But then we were very able quickly to go, okay, so how am I going to move through this wave of grief and not necessarily rely on food or some other things? Like how am I really going to manage this in a way and with strategies that are helpful for all facets of my life? It does get a little bit easier every time that trigger happens. Just like the ocean, waves are constant. We can't stop bad things from happening in our lives. Bariatric surgery doesn't mean that life is going to be magically wonderful the day that we wake up. Life is life. It continues to life. But as it delivers us these new challenges, we can utilize these skills, if we practice them, to just like what you said, Laura. Sure, we might have one big kind of rogue wave that hits us and knocks us down for a little bit, but then we can very quickly stabilize and continue to move through it.
Yes.
Yeah. And I, just to add on to that, I mean, very recently, 2-3 weeks ago, was with, you know, a friend and her mom, and we were enjoying a day trip here in Washington. And we went out for lunch or some meal. I think it was like 4 p.m. So dinner, I guess. And I was enjoying my time. The food was delicious. And I remember grieving in that moment and saying, I just wish I could eat this entire meal. Like, it was delicious. I didn't want to have to sit and not eat because my friend and her mom were continuing to eat. They, you know, ordered more food. It was a big event, really. And I remember just being so angry and frustrated that I couldn't just continue to eat. It was a social event. It was not necessarily a celebration or a comfort, you know, so I thought it wasn't like a planned thing. It just so happened that we had this big like eating event. But I remember in that moment, almost 3 years post-op, still like finding myself in that grief in the moment. But like you said, Laura, in April, I was able to, you know, kind of talk myself down from it, understanding, you know, why I had the surgery was so that I, you know, could lead a healthier, happier life. And I, you know, I'm choosing to not continue to eat. Anyway, I have tools now to kind of talk myself down when that grief happens, so that I can experience more of those periods of calm, like you said, Laura. But man, in the moment, though, you just, when you get this far out, you just are like, I thought I did this already. Like, I thought I just checked that box, or I closed that door. Like, I thought I was done. And you're not. And I don't think you'll ever completely be done with that grief. And I think it's important that we talk about those waves as they come.
Well, and Nat, remember you said you had your surgery when you were 27. So 27 years, one way, one emotional relationship with food, one social relationship with food. It's only been 3 years the new way.
Are you feeling stuck or alone along your bariatric journey? Is the once a month surgical support group just not what you need? We invite you to join us in the Bari Nation support community, where you can connect, learn, and grow with fellow patients and experts. It's a place where you can practice your bariatric life, get the tools and resources that you need, and just let loose and have a little fun. Our private community is open to patients in the pre-op or post-operative stages, and we even offer support based on the specific stage that you're in. The community is amazing, and you have 2 full weeks to try it out before you commit to a membership. Visit us online at www.barynation.mn.co or click the link in our show notes. We want to see you in the nation soon.
Yeah, I think Jason always says, like, we're a toddler in bariatric years.
Right.
And I had to remind myself of that in that moment. I'm like, okay, I'm not even 3 years old yet. Like, I really had to put that in my brain of like, I'm only, you know, just under three years old in my bariatric life.
And I think when it comes to the grief topic, you know, grief on the bariatric journey, so many of our patients are newborns or infants. Because it's never been introduced. It was never in the surgical binder. And they almost feel guilty that they're sad, right? So when, you know, April, you just said, you know, I realized I was in this deep, dark place and I just ended this relationship. And I've had patients say to me, well, I shouldn't be sad because I wanted this. I wanted this bariatric surgery. Like, I feel bad. Like, I should be so happy. It's going to improve my health. I got through all those hoops I had to jump through for insurance. Why on earth am I sad or angry? And then that's where I can introduce to say, you know what? This is a really normal part of the process. You're grieving your relationship with food. because we all have an emotional relationship with food, bariatric patient, non-bariatric patient. And the day you had your anatomy changed by your bariatric surgeon, that relationship changed immediately.
Immediately. And I was not prepared for that. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared for that. It's a severability. I mean, it's just this instantaneous spot, right? And I instantly went to, oh my God, what have I done? What have I done? Because I lost something that I was so intimately connected to, but I didn't realize how intimately connected it was, right? It was like losing something without really understanding its value until it's gone, right? It's almost like a country song, like you're gonna miss it, you know, like all these lyrics are popping into my head, but it was just such a, oh my God, what have I done? Did I really truly make a mistake? And then on top of that, exactly what you said, but I wanted this. I worked for a year to get this. And then when people ask me like, how's it going? And they're so excited for me. And my response is, I've never been so depressed in my entire life. What have I done? I'm terrified to tell people that because now I'm going to be judged for that. Now they're going to, all these people that were maybe like rooting for me not to be successful are going to be able to point and go, see, I told you this was, you know, and it was just like, oh my God. Like I just wanted to crawl in a hole and never come out of it again. Now 4 years later, I'm here, we're hosting this podcast. So things are going well, friends, things are fine. I want to make sure that I preface that, but man, that was a moment in time that I was really scared, because I didn't know how to move through it.
Right. And that is why I'm so happy there are podcasts like Bari Nation inviting me on to talk about it, because there's someone listening to this right now who needs to hear what you are experiencing is absolutely normal. And you can have both feelings right next to each other at the same time. You can be very happy that you had the surgery. You can be thankful for the health outcomes that it maybe has already brought you or is going to bring you. And you can grieve what role food played in your life and that you can't keep eating with your friend at a social event, like Nat just said, or your portions are much smaller than they usually are, you have been. And this is a double whammy, right? So much of the grief is about, I can't emotionally eat the way I used to, right? And so many of our patients say they didn't really realize how much emotional eating was a coping skill for them until it was taken away, until it was, to use your word, severed, April. And this is where it can be all the feels, right? So here you are after bariatric surgery, you think you're supposed to be completely happy and your surgeon just like gave you the magic wand and everything's wonderful. And you're already feeling guilty for feeling any unpleasant emotions of sadness or shock or what have I done? Well, Nat, for 27 years, April, for 37 years, how did you cope with unpleasant emotions? You would eat.
I ate.
The edge off. So now I have patients, especially in that first year, who are feeling their emotions at greater intensity and they can't go to that coping skill that took care of them all the time. And that's difficult. It's really difficult.
I mean, I remember having those emotions. I've spoken to this on the podcast and in the Bari Nation community, that, you know, my first week or so, I think it was maybe the second week post-op, my dad made ribs for dinner for him and my mom. And I just remember telling him like, how dare you? Who am I to tell someone how dare you when they need to eat too? It seems so big and ostentatious really. And then, you know, I just went to the freezer and I grabbed a handful of popsicles. I maybe ate one or two before I was full. And just, you feel stuck in those moments. And it's these conversations that can really help us move through that grief and that ostentatious feeling.
Yes, 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 yes.
So if you're listening or you're watching and you are realizing, oh my gosh, I could be experiencing grief, or that is what I live through, or you're pre-op and you are excited to onboard some tools now that you can use after bariatric surgery. Laura, what's one thing that you can recommend people do to help them move through these waves of grief when they notice that they could be experiencing them?
The first one is to name it. like Natalie already shared, like, oh, of course I'm grieving food. And then I think it's important to connect with other people who are going through it. And those aren't going to be the people who haven't had bariatric surgery, right? So, because they don't get it. Like, what do you mean you're grieving food? That makes no sense to me. So you need a support community. Community is treatment, and you need to talk to other people who understand. So that's one way.
Yep. It was without me. So at the time, Berry Nation didn't exist. I only had one other human in my life who I had known had gone through bariatric surgery. I call her my bariatric angel. She was the one that inspired me. She was the one that was really with me throughout this process. And I can remember reaching out to her, and she didn't have the word grief. But what she did say to me is, it's okay to be sad. You just went through something major. And it was at that moment that I realized, okay, so nothing is wrong with me. But what I did do is I isolated. And that was not helpful. That was the absolute worst thing for me to do. I just stopped, and everybody wanted to talk to me, and I didn't want to talk to them, and I didn't have the words, and I didn't know what emotions I was experiencing. But the one thing that I did do, and I'm very proud of myself for doing this, is I turned inward and I wrote. I just started writing down all of the questions. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I so mad? What is it? What am I missing? And that was when I really came up with something has been severed. I've lost a connection. What is it with? And that was when I put two and together. Oh my God, I feel like I've gone through a breakup. And that was how I got to that, you know, that moment. If Berry Nation was around, I would be in a support group. I'd be in a class, or I'd be in a meetup talking about it with other people. I would be asking the question, why am I feeling this way? Or because I'd listened to this podcast, I would go to that community and I would say, is this grief? Am I experiencing grief? And I would be met with kindness and compassion and understanding. And that would have very much helped me move from this dark place to a place of acceptance, so that I could start moving through those waves as they, yes, as they come.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
Because you feel so alone, which is why you isolated, and then you just feel lonelier. But then to go to a group where someone says, yeah, I get you, I was there. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and right. And even after the fact, Laura, when you gave me that, oh, you were experiencing grief, it was like, oh, this weight lifted, because now I could stop blaming myself. I could stop saying, oh my God, something's wrong with me. Surgery isn't working. I'm a failure. All of that went out the window, because it was like, oh my God, oh, deep breath out. This is grief. This is grief.
And it's not just for the patients. I've been educating surgeons on this for 20 years as well. Okay. So I had the opportunity to have one of the surgeons in my class when I was teaching grief after bariatric surgery. And there were so many light bulbs going off for him. And he came up, he just said in the group, he said, this makes so much sense when I see my patients 6 weeks post-op and they're struggling with being angry and more irritable. He goes, I think I've just given them the magic wand and they should be so happy. Which from a surgical standpoint, we know there's a lot of outcomes that we need to be celebrating. And from a physician standpoint in health, that, yeah, we are happy about and what bariatric surgery does. But he's like, this makes sense. They're going to go through some of these waves. And then you add in the piece, they're experiencing the waves at greater intensity because their good old coping skill to take the edge off, they can't use anymore. So things they felt, you know, anger they felt at a 3, you're probably feeling at an 8 post-bariatric surgery. Anxiety you felt at a 3 before surgery, you're probably feeling at an 8 or a 9 because you're not emotionally eating anymore. You can't.
Nat, what is something that you have been doing recently or in the past that has really been helping you move through your waves of grief?
Well, it's exactly like what we've been talking about, going to the community and saying, hey, I'm feeling this emotion. First of all, actually, I'll back up. Naming my emotions is very new to me in the last year. And I also think that, thank you, Laura, for that. Learning how to name my emotions and figure out, okay, there's that app. We've been talking about this app in the Berry Nation community for some time now. It's called How We Feel. And it's a great app because it just has a bank of feelings, terms that we can use with definitions, and being able to sift through that word bank and say, oh, I'm actually feeling, you know, a little bit nostalgic, but then also a little bit anxious, and being able to see it physically in front of me, and naming those emotions has been huge. And then taking those emotions, those names of those feelings to my community and saying, okay, I think I'm feeling anxious about this thing that's happening, and I don't really know how to move through it. You know, then I have people like April and our, you know, community saying, oh yeah, I went through this and this is how I moved through it. And, you know, don't worry, you'll get through it. It may take some time, but this is, you know, these are the movements that you can go through. This is where I started with it. And being able to just move through that piece of grief or that feeling with my community has just been, it's really been helping me kind of sort through those feelings so that I don't turn to food and I don't turn to other things, because I want to grow through them. I just didn't know how. I didn't have the tools to do so. So the community has just helped me get those tools.
So we're back where we started. It's the missing piece of the bariatric journey, right? How do you know what you don't know? And right. Our surgical patients are getting so much information on their tool, on movement, on nutrition. And this umbrella, grief, I would put under a term I call head work. And Nat, you've done an incredible amount of head work. And I would think pre-surgery, you can tell me because I'm not you, you wouldn't have been able to name, I'm feeling nostalgic and a little bit of anxious. You probably would have said, I think I'm hungry. I think I have a taste for something sweet right now. Or salt.
Oh yeah. Immediately, right? Would have been like, ooh, mac and cheese sounds great right now.
Yeah, because you were feeling some emotions that you didn't know how to name or identify, but you knew there was something to comfort, and good old mac and cheese will take care of that for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
I am constantly amazed at how the disease of obesity clouds almost every facet of my life, and really to the extent at which it clouded my life before surgery. The disease really prevented me from doing this work. And I don't understand the mechanics behind it, but what I do understand is that cloud has been lifted. And now all of a sudden I do have the capacity, the time, the energy to actually do this work, to name feelings, to understand grief, to understand the waves of grief, and to move through them. Because the whole point of this journey, as I understand it now, is learning how to, which is the theme of our season, growing through what we go through. Life is going to continue to throw these things at me. And it's my job as a patient to learn how to grow through them, to move through these moments in different ways, because now I have the ability to. I know what life is like to attempt to move through life with food as the vehicle. That didn't work for me. So now I need to learn how to move through these things without food as much. I'm not saying that it's not there, because it is always going to be there. But now I have the ability to deal with it using these tools in a much different way. Without surgery as that physical intervention, that that cloud of obesity would not have been lifted. But you just don't know these things until you get to the other side, which is why I often say too, I finally understand the concept of faith. I'm not a religious person, and I didn't understand the concept of faith before surgery. I get it now. You have to believe that this is the future that waits for you on the other side of surgery. And you're not going to know what it looks and feels like and what the actual experience is until you're there, but you just have to believe that it is there. And I think all of us in the community can speak to this, like lifting of the veil, so to speak, and this deeper definition of faith. You just have to believe that it's there. It's extremely hard work, and it's not going to come in your bariatric binder, and your surgeon probably isn't going to understand it, but that's okay. If they get you to the other side, you will then have the energy and the capacity to do this work, because this is what it's actually all about. I thought it was going to be about eating less, weighing less, and wearing a different pant size. Yes, and this. Yes, and all of this work.
And that's why I love your theme of growing, growing through what you go through. And I can't not comment on, you said food didn't work for me because food isn't a go-through skill.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say our patients have been using it to go through life's hard. Food is not a go-through skill. It is not working to help you go through. Food is a numbing skill. Food is an escaping skill. I'm all about teaching all of you, how do I go through it with growth versus numb it and escape it?
If I had a microphone, I would literally drop it.
I know. Mic drop. We're done.
We're done. There's my nugget.
I was going to say, Laura, is there one thing that you would like to leave our listeners or our watchers with? And I really do. I think that's it. And I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but that's pretty powerful. Because, you know, the other thing that popped into my brain as you were saying that is maybe I need to reframe. Food, it did help me get through some pretty heavy things. It didn't work as I intended it to because it negatively impacted my health and it was cutting my life short. So sure, it got me there, but it was a rusty beater that died every 5 feet. And I had to get you like, that wasn't an effective way. That wasn't a healthy way. Sure, it got me there, but not in the way that I wanted. I like to travel in style, first class all the way. And food was not my first class ticket. You know what is? The head work, the grief, the community. That's my first class ticket through life.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes, and yes. Yeah.
It costs a little bit more, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Upgrade all the time. Oh my gosh. All right, my friends. Well, a lot of deep discussions today. Hopefully, if you're listening or you're watching, you've had some monumental aha moments. If you would like to continue this conversation, if you want to continue to deep dive into grief as it appears in our bariatric life, we invite you to join the Bari Nation support community. Laura is teaching a class specifically on growing through grief on October 18th, 2023. It's going to be a phenomenal live digital course experience where you get to learn from Laura, just like this on a Zoom screen with Laura. We invite you to onboard this extra layer of support. You can click the links in the show notes on our Instagram bio. You can email us. You can reach out to us directly if you would like more information on how to join our supportive community. But it's pretty amazing. The other amazing thing that you do get with your membership is Laura leads support groups weekly in Bari Nation. You lead an emotional eating support group. You lead a life and maintenance support group. You lead a bariatric beginner support group. Like, if you want more Laura, Bari Nation is where you can find her for a lot of things.
Absolutely. I would love to have more people in our support community because patients need other patients.
One of the most awesome things about our Bari Nation support community is it really is the place to connect with other patients who are going through what you're going through or who have already been through it. So if you haven't experienced it, you kind of have a taste of what's coming up. That peer-to-peer support is such a critically important piece that has been missing for so many of us. And I don't know about you, but I don't have a lot of people in my life who have gone through bariatric surgery. And while the people in my life are extremely supportive of what I'm doing, they just don't get it because they don't struggle in the same way that I do. So to have this wraparound support that is provided in Bari Nation has just been a game changer because it's private. It's not me sharing some things that I'm not ready to share publicly yet. It's me connecting with people who are understanding it. And at the same time, when I realize I don't have this tool that I need, I can go to the experts and the professionals in the Bari Nation support community and go, oh, I think you have something that I need. I'm going to go learn that. And I get to onboard it from credentialed experts who can deliver that support.
Absolutely.
And it's a great way too to practice, right? We say this a lot in Bari Nation. You know, we're learning now in the podcast and in Laura's class coming up about grief and how to tackle grief and grow through grief. But Bari Nation community is really a place for us to take those tools and those new ways of thinking and practice with each other. And that's, I think, what's been so major for me and my growth is just having that safe space to really process and practice those tools in a safe, monitored community. And then when I'm ready, I can use them in my day-to-day life. But having a space to just really try things out and fumble in a safe space, and then be able to utilize it in real life has been huge for me.
Huge.
So my friends, if you'd like to deep dive, continue the conversation, you can find us in the Berry Nation support community, and we hope we see you in the nation soon. We're also going to be sharing a ton of educational graphics on our Instagram feed. So if you don't follow us there on Instagram, we invite you to do so. We are just at berry.nation. Laura, if they would like to connect with you on that platform, where can they find you?
They can just find me at bariatric.therapist. I would love to welcome them into my online community.
It'd be phenomenal if you followed us on all of those platforms. We're also going to have some posts and some questions and some polls that we're going to link in our Spotify show notes. So we'd love to know if grief along your bariatric journey is something that you've experienced, and if there are ways or tools that you have used to help yourself move through these waves of grief, we would love to know that. So just head to our Spotify homepage, right? Or on our Instagram stories. Nat's going to be posting some conversations there as well. So if you're listening to the podcast a week or two after this is dropped, you can definitely be able to engage there. We would love to continue to connect with you there as well. All right, my friends, I think I did it. Laura, thank you so much for joining us today. This has just been a phenomenal conversation.
You're welcome. I love coming on the Berry Nation podcast. So thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. You are welcome here anytime. Anytime. Anything you want to talk about, we want to talk about.
Okay.
Nat, you want to take us out?
Of course. Thank you again, Laura, so much for joining us today. Our conversations are always just so fruitful and so meaningful. And I know that they are going to help touch some lives and listeners today. To everyone listening, watching, thank you so much for your support over the last year, couple years. We're coming up on almost 2 years of the Berry Nation membership community, which is insane. We're going on about 3 or 4 years of the podcast. Your support is just so meaningful to us. Every time that you like, follow, subscribe, share, comment on our content, it just helps us reach more and more bariatric patients just like you. So thank you so much, and we hope that we see you in the nation very soon. Never forget that you've got this and we've got you.